Do you compare yourself to the successes of each other? How do you not feel intimidated by the successes of siblings and feel inspired rather than pressure to live up to them?
I definitely don't. I feel like I feel lazy around you. I don't know how you do all that. I'm not planning on doing any of that.
Except you totally do.
Here, I got you on a now you're podcasting now whether you want to or not.
I'll step back. I don't care.
No, I think we all just kind of have our own things going on, you know? Like, we all have...
Even though we're doing similar things, it's still different.
My name is Lisa, mother of 8 and creator of the blog and YouTube channel Farmhouse on Boone. Join me as I share with you my love for creating a handmade home from scratch cooking and a little mom and entrepreneur life along the way.
All right, Victor is joining me on the podcast today, along with 2 of my sisters. So you might know Laura from Our Oily House. I've had her on the podcast twice now.
I think so.
And then my youngest sister, Andrea. So we are missing one sister. She's the one that sells meat. So this is Andrea. She has a YouTube channel called Our Sweet Sunny Days. She just had a name change, so I'm still trying to remember it. So I put out a Q&A, and I asked for guests that you all wanted on here. And I got asked repeatedly for my sisters. So I don't have one of my sisters here today, but I did drag these 2 into it. So if you don't yet follow them, head on over to Our Oily House and Our Sweet Sunny Days. They share similar content, only Andrea has a very much of a younger generation flair to hers. So if you like a lot more color, maybe, I don't know, talk about your channel. Meals for 2 because she has
more.
One.
It's more like younger mom, new mom, yes.
new mom homemaking.
That would be good.
Yes,
color
with lots
with
of color.
With color.
She's a very beautiful mid-century home.
That's where we are.
Which is where we are.
Yeah, this is our
so
house.
You can catch a slight glimpse of Andrea's mid-century home. If you're watching this on YouTube, of course. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, you're not. But I took questions for the sisters. So I thought it'd be fun to not just do a Q&A on my own, but a Q&A with my sisters. So let's see what you all have to ask. And we're just going to chat for probably about 30 minutes, and then we got to be places. So, okay. What do you think was helpful growing up that made you all so hardworking and creative? How did your parents raise such entrepreneurs? I have talked about this a bit on here because I did my entrepreneurial journey, and my parents are entrepreneurs. What do you guys think?
I was going to say that. Like,
just monkey see, monkey do.
Right. Yeah. And they're both very, very hardworking people.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, more so than
they
me,
don't
for
sit
sure.
still.
Yeah, not at all.
So our parents are currently retired, but like a lot of retired people, they have probably much more going on in retirement than they did before.
Yeah.
They're busier than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
They're busy. So I think there's just an energy that is somewhat genetic going on.
I would definitely say it's genetic.
Yeah.
And not even just with our parents, like with the whole
our extended family.
Yeah.
It's very genetic. Yes.
For sure.
And as far as creative, I always feel like everybody's creative. You know, I think it's everybody is creative. And so I think just your willingness to try things, like Andrea is talking about in here, like trying to convince her husband to get vintage double oven. She's got a vintage
refrigerator.
Hopefully
you'll see it on the channel soon.
So maybe when you have just the bravery to try such things, it comes off as creative.
Well, I do think we get that from Dad.
Okay.
Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Dad tries all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
he did. Like, I mean, like, who else had an elk business?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we grew up on an elk farm. That's pretty
unique. Who does that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So instead of raising cattle, which we had that as well, and chickens and pigs.
He went for elk.
He decided that we should have our whole property fenced.
Like a lot of elk at one time.
Yeah.
Like a whole business.
Yeah. So that's a whole weird thing.
60 at a time or something. Like,
maybe people don't know about.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Back in the 90s, there was a market for elk.
Because why?
You
know, people always ask that. They always ask, like, what was it for, like, selling for the meat? They bought and sold.
It wasn't for the meat.
We didn't eat our own
elk. Because they were worth more than that would have.
But why?
I don't know either. It was kind of
a. I was too young. Yeah.
Well, I know that there was that velvet.
Yeah, the nurse, I know. The velvet pills. Some people use that for medicine or something.
Yeah, they had velvet pills.
And so that, but the thing, true? The thing yeah. about it.
Oh, yeah, they did. We had them.
Oh, yeah, Dad took velvet pills.
Yeah, I did too. I remember taking them.
Yes. See, they were eight. I was eight when they sold it.
Okay, and I was 19.
So I remember taking velvet pills.
Uh-huh.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Okay, I don't know if that was enough to sustain the elk market, but it did drop just as drastically as, so it was like wild, and then it dropped by like divided by 10, basically. Yeah. I, you know, in my kid brain, I had the amount, I knew the amounts Dad could sell a female calf for, a male calf, or so a bull calf, and then a full grown, so you call that an elk cow, and a bull. I knew these numbers.
It was a lot.
Like, I literally have it in my brain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the exact amounts. And by the time Dad sold it all out, it was literally 1/10.
Yeah.
And the numbers would probably shock you, but I don't want to say it just in case I'm like mixing things up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a lot. So anyways.
Interesting.
That to say, Dad tries weird things. Yeah. That's what gives you the...
Next question. Yeah.
That's what gives you the idea that you can get a vintage double oven. I mean, you might work. You might not if you're... If your husband, you know.
Voice of reason.
Yeah, the voice of reason. But if you do, I would say that there's, whenever you try things, you end up coming up with new ideas, therefore lots of creative ideas. And of course, Andrea loves to sew and create. Lara does creativity in a different way. She likes to cook and experiment in the kitchen.
That's true. Yeah, because I wouldn't consider myself creative, but I guess.
I know, but you are. Everybody is creative to some extent.
Yeah,
like Yeah. Growing up, how did your parents establish a strong and commitment to family? So I feel like we are all very close. In my adult life, my best friends are my sisters. Do you feel like mom and dad did something, or is it just how it is? I don't know.
Well, I mean, we did everything together growing up. I mean, you know, we ate meals as a family every night that we were
dinner,
home.
Yeah.
We had dinner together as a family. We did lots of vacations together.
We always
like childhood memories. I'm picturing it like everyone kind of together. And they always had a healthy marriage, which just has to help.
That's true.
Like there were never miserable parents to be around.
And they still very much enjoy each other.
Yeah.
Mom and dad really like being together.
Yeah,
they just drove to Colorado and back in a vehicle.
Yeah.
And they took the long way.
They deliberately took the long way.
Yeah.
The scenic route.
Yeah. Why the scenic route on the way to Colorado from Missouri?
Always. Dad always does the scenic route.
Yes.
And mom still, which I'm sure a lot of these people know because we talk about all the time on all of us, but like every single Sunday has us out for dinner. And cooks like this big meal every Sunday, so no one wants to miss it because mom's making a big meal for us. So like everyone gathers at least once a week for that.
So in our adult lives, that is very much a factor. Yes.
And she's been doing that since, I mean,
Ruth was born.
So how old were you then? Like you were even in your kid life.
My gosh,
I mean, you were still living
at
home.
Well, I remember for a while.
Me and Ruth are only 12 years apart.
So but like I remember 12. For a while, mom would have to sometimes go to soccer.
Yeah, because I was still playing soccer.
Yeah, but we would still go, but mom would be away with doing soccer games.
Because I was only 12.
Yeah, I know.
So I couldn't drive.
Still yeah, she wanted to take you to soccer.
That's been a long time.
I remember going up there, and then they had to leave and
come back.
Yeah, but anyways, we always did vacations. Nothing like, you know, elaborate. We went to the lake every summer.
Mountains
and then we went
winter.
To the mountains to ski. We drove out to Colorado every winter. That's still a longstanding tradition that we still take part in.
Yep.
Freshly on your mind.
Yep. Just did it.
And also, you know, every family, like when you're kids, we fight. Like I always try to remember that with my kids whenever they have little, you know, things that come up. Like I fought with Lara.
We fought
a lot.
We wrestled each other.
And like it's all
me and
good. Yeah, you and Ashley fought.
Yeah,
because you know there's 6 years between Lara and the next one down, which is in between them. I'm the oldest, and so I didn't fight with Andrea, obviously. And I didn't fight with Ashley,
right?
But Lara and I fought, and then the little girls fought.
Yeah.
And so I do want to say, like, it wasn't like, oh, we just have always gotten along perfect. Like, you know, little kids fight, but also I don't know, we just don't let it.
Yeah,
there's never been any like deep fights.
No.
Just the kind of fights.
Sibling.
Yeah.
No. I want the remote fighter.
Very normal.
You ate the last bowl of cereal.
stupid
things.
Okay, let's see here. I don't know if we want to get into the why do you choose to have a large family question? Because I know, Andrew, you don't have a large family yet because you're
she's just starting out.
Who knows?
I always large family.
Lara's, okay, so why do you choose to have a large family?
Because I always wanted a large family, like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's like 10 kids.
Yep.
And I have 10 kids.
Yeah, 20 all twins.
Yeah.
We asked Lara's daughter how many kids she wanted. She said 20 all twins. So if people think that she hates her large family being the oldest daughter,
loves it.
Not true.
Yep.
Yeah, Lara has always
had a
loved babies. Since we were little kids, she was, taking the little cousins around.
Yeah.
And I can't say I was ever... I'm not a natural baby person.
You like your own babies.
Yeah, I like your own babies. I like your babies. I love all your babies. I'm not against babies.
Yeah.
But it doesn't come as naturally to me as it does, and it always has to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, once I got into just family life, all things home, I loved every part of it.
That's so fun.
And that's how you're feeling right now, is you're new to all this.
Yeah.
This is a new phase of life, and you're really taking, in your home and being a mom...
It's the best.
Yeah.
So I fun. Like, people don't tell you that while you're pregnant with your first. They tell you about how bad it's going to be.
Yes.
But I feel like this has been like the best 6 months of my life.
Yeah. And there was challenging parts right away, postpartum all of that good stuff.
Yes. Which I think there's some questions about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We can get to those. But as far as you and now having this home as your domain, caring for it, planning recipes, decorating it, caring for your daughter,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot. That's the thing. There's so much with it that it's not like you're just doing one thing. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's not boring.
There's a lot.
No,
there's a lot. Not boring.
Okay, Laura. Theory about why you have so many boys in a row. I think we covered this last time, but that was two or three boys ago.
Yeah, two or three boys ago.
Our theory was wrong. Yeah. I don't know how much you want to get into that. Well,
just because we were talking about last time, remember, for-a-minute foods.
So
and
we had a theory. We had a theory that when we first both got married, we both had daughters. And at that time, I didn't know a lot about, and Laura didn't know a lot about, fermenting your milk and having sauerkraut. And so we started to come up with a theory that when you consume certain foods, your body is either more alkaline or more acidic.
Which is true.
And then, and not that we have a large enough sample size to say but now we know it's not true because.
Yeah. No, we don't know, but we continue to have boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
So anyways,
boys are still, no matter what,
they're still coming.
But you eat some fermented. I mean, not that you have one girl, whoop-de-doo. It's not
Yeah, I don't eat near as much as you guys, but yeah, I do eat some. Yeah.
And you had a girl. So therefore, no,
theories
that's not how scientific
blown.
Studies are done. It's not a large scale. It's just a theory.
You
but yes,
know.
For those
you
who are
us.
New to the podcast, I know we had a woman basically accuse us on YouTube of
doing and a comment. What are you guys doing?
You're doing something. Yes, we are going and having medical things. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
never heard of that.
I mean, it'd be nice to have another girl. It's not, we're not doing anything, but. Laura and I, for those of you who are new to this podcast, if you're new to my channel and Laura's, between the two of us, we've now had 12 boys in a row. So I've had six in a row, and she's currently
pregnant
with
my
sixth in a row. So there is something weird
going
on.
I still can't believe I'm six. I have 6 boys.
Oh, yes.
It's so weird.
Okay, we've got a few questions on, have you come across any great advice for raising girls as they enter preteen/teen years?
And I'm not there yet.
I'm there at two teenage girls.
My daughter's 11. Is that considered preteen?
That's considered preteen.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So Caroline is preteen.
I need the tips then because.
I mean, so, and then also.
Again, you tell us.
It also says
I don't.
Advice on sister bonding. So my two girls really, they're 2 years apart and they're teenagers now. They remind me so much of me and Laura. Laura and I are 2 years apart. And
yes.
Our personalities
is you and Johanna is me.
Yes.
Always.
Everything. So our personalities are very different. And my girls' personalities are very different.
Yeah,
they just are so different. So they just remind me so much of that because they want to do everything together. They fight. They do fight. I mean, they get under each other's skin big time. But I know I'm positive they'll be best friends when they're adults.
They'll pan it out.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't really know if I have any advice, but... I will.
Well,
make the
again, they're just always together. You know, everything that they do is together. Like they come as a pair, which
they,
I feel like was
do.
The same whenever we were kids. Uh-huh. Even whenever you were older and I went with you to all of your things. Like, yeah, I came with you.
I said, I'll go.
It was Lisa and Laura.
You're going to have my sister here too. Yeah,
it was the same with Ruth and Johanna.
Uh-huh. Yep, yeah, pretty much. They do everything together. How about raising boys?
We have tips on that.
Do you?
I don't know if I really have tips, but we...
What do we know?
I don't really have tips, I guess. We know a lot about this.
I actually had a lady on the podcast recently, her like expertise, because she has adult boys, 5 of them. So check out that episode. If
yeah, that's what I want to watch that.
It was
I don't really have tips. They're just, boys are so different. I only have one girl, but having all sisters growing up and then you having girls, they're just... It's funny to see the difference.
It is. And then Laura and I have sons all the same ages because we've had 12 in under 11 years. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it'll be 11 in under years whenever this one's born.
Yeah.
They all, you know, they see each other and they
all the time.
They boy it up.
Yeah, they do. Like, it's just so funny. Like, the second they get together, it's like immediately wrestling.
Yep, they're on the floor.
Fighting. And, I mean, not like fighting in like a we're mad, we hate you. Like,
that's how they greet each other.
And that's how they greet each other.
And not all boys, but this is definitely how a lot of
boys that's how our, oh, I guess we're 11 and we don't have 12 yet, but soon to be 12. But that's how all of ours are. Even my baby, like, I'm not kidding, Jacob was doing that to Clara. In Colorado,
she's like,
immediately like on top of her, uh-huh. And she was crying. I'm like, dude,
you can't do this.
You're just one. How do you already know to wrestle?
Uh-huh.
Which is natural.
It's pretty funny.
It was really funny.
Okay, what are your favorite things about being a mother? We're gonna come to the perspective from somebody who's been a mother for a decade and someone or over a decade and someone who's been a mother for
not long
6 months.
Yeah.
Now, yes.
I take great care in my home to source products that are healthy, natural, organic, that will promote overall health. Alongside cooking from scratch, there are some foundational things like clean water and clean air that are as important as any of these other things. Americans take about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. My kids, they spend a ton of time outside, but I spend a lot of time inside cooking. I try to keep the window open, but still, the indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause respiratory symptoms like sneezing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what is the solution for this? I want to tell you about this podcast sponsor, Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. We have an indoor cat, we have pollen, and who knows what else around our house. So this just gives me peace of mind knowing that running Air Doctor will get rid of 99.99% of dangerous contaminants. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code farmhouse and you'll receive up to $300 off air purifiers. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code farmhouse. We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on. Maybe you're not in your dream farmhouse or your kids get some cake or candy at the grocery store. But when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headlines or their family group chat just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to you, and prioritize your health. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours, and you can even score same-day appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com zocdoc.com/farmhouse and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's zocdoc.com/farmhouse, zocdoc.com/farmhouse.
Favorite thing? Laura loves being a mom.
I love it. My dad calls her
professional mom. Because
she's so fun.
What would you do to earn that? I forget.
I got so many sleep.
You did something.
No, you earned that title before that. Oh, okay.
Did I put someone to sleep or something?
I don't know.
I did something. I mean, Dad wasn't kidding. He was like, she's a professional mom. I don't feel like it was a joke. It was like, he really felt
like, you know what?
You're good at that gig.
Yeah. Keep this up.
So,
I don't know. I would say, like, my favorite thing is, like, just packing them up and going somewhere for, like, the whole day. Like, going to, depending on the season, like, going to the pumpkin patch, going to the pool.
Yeah, I always love that.
Going to the park and just having, like, a full day of, like, being out with the kids. I just love that.
I actually do, too. And for some people, that sounds really stressful. But, like, when Laura and I get together, like, we took all of our, 14 kids to the zoo.
Yeah. And you were there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were there too. We all did. We have 15 kids. And it's just, that's just like to me, like the whole day. And like,
I love it.
Yeah. Packing lunch and we're eating food while we're out and just out for the whole day. And I don't know.
There's so much freedom there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you don't get to do that if you're not a stay at home mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So fun doing stuff like that.
Yeah. That's really fun.
And then like holidays with kids is just so fun.
I can't wait.
Yes. That's so fun. How excited they get about just, you know, the little things.
Yes, yes.
My new mom perspective is much tackier. It's so fun to meet your like a human.
Yeah, I mean it's so fun.
Like
your husband.
Yeah,
you're
and like who
you look like.
I've never like had a human every second of every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I only see them from like my nieces and nephews, and so I'm like, you change a lot.
Right.
It's like really a lot of fun.
Yes, yes. Do you have a routine for self-care or just fit it in where you can? What would you all say about that? Motherhood is busy.
I mean,
homemaking's busy.
I don't know what's considered self-care, but there's definitely a time in every day where I mean, not myself, but with Nathan, you know, my husband and I, at the end of the day when the kids are in bed, where we, like, watch a show and eat ice cream. And
I think that counts.
You know, like, he massages my feet. Like, that's my self-care. And it's, like, something I look forward to. All like, at the end of the day. We get time. But there's not really, like, a set schedule. Or anything. No, I don't know. I'm thinking like self-care. I'm thinking like pampering and like skincare and like doing my nails or something.
To do that during that time.
Yeah, I could.
You could.
Yeah.
This is just what you enjoy.
Yeah.
You know?
I like having some downtime at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And even with a large family and a lot of kids, we still get that every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's still a time when everybody is asleep and we're up for a couple hours after the last show. I know yours is different. You have
mine
kids
different.
Now.
So we definitely
I have kids that go to bed by 8-ish.
Right.
And we usually stay up till 10, so there's a couple hours
in
the evening where it's still just like, you know, that could totally be alone time or husband-wife time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. Yes. How about you? Do you feel like once you had a baby that there wasn't time in the day to, like, do things that you maybe did for yourself before you had the baby?
No.
I don't feel
that way.
I don't.
I think you're alone in that. Not really.
I don't. I actually, literally, me and Joey just talked about it yesterday. We were like, why does it feel like we have more time now?
It's just because maybe you're more home-centered.
Yeah, like, think about you don't probably travel as much as you used to.
No, I don't know. Yeah,
or, like, run out to go out to dinner. Like, you're in home more because of her.
I think you just have to value your time a little more. And so, like, when she's asleep, I get to do, like, a lot of things. Like, because, you know, it's like, when she's asleep, it's like, you know, my one kid's asleep.
You know what's funny is you said this before you had her, and I was like, that's a bad plan. And here it's working out.
What?
You were like, I'll get more done.
Yeah.
She said that.
You did.
Because you were like, because I think whenever you feel like you have to fit it in around a certain, and I was like, that's how it's going to work out. But it really is working out that way.
I feel like I get more done.
Okay.
Like significantly more.
Because you have a really set schedule and whenever she's sleeping, when the kids are sleeping, it's like you have this little window of time.
Yeah.
So you have to like bust it out.
But also you get it like every day. So it's not like before where your life is just kind of like you can do whatever you want.
Having that structure.
Yeah, you have a lot of structure.
Like maybe, you know, naps and bedtimes gives you more like you know what to expect.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like that question. I'm like, I don't know how to relate to that because I'm like, my whole day feels that way.
Well,
like,
hey,
mine is like when I'm just holding her and that's cute. Like,
right.
I'm like, oh, you're cute.
Uh-huh. And you have a good baby.
Yeah, I do.
She's a good baby.
Really good baby.
As far as me, I mean, I'll sit in the bathtub a lot of times because my kids do stay up, like the older kids stay up later, but when the little kids are in bed and the big kids don't really need me, I'll sit in the bathtub. I don't know. I think people, because, you know, you show 20 minutes of your life and it's literally like footage taken throughout a week. People are like, okay, so you're up moving around doing stuff all the time. Because that's what I saw. I saw that in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like,
such a small part of our actual
weeks. And I, you know, like Laura jokes that sometimes she's going to put her camera on and just sit there on her couch like this. Because people always ask for her to rest. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, do you want to watch me rest? Okay, that'd be an easy video to make. Yeah. All right. Yeah. This is what I do at nighttime. Eating my ice cream and like...
Yes. But up during the day, you know, making food, there is that time every day. But then there's also time where, you know, the child needs to be held or, you know, lots of variables. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like you can still.
There's still downtime.
Yeah. Even when you're cooking from scratch, like how you cook 3 meals a day from scratch. Yeah. How much time do you feel like you're spending in your kitchen?
I don't know. An hour-ish for each meal. Okay. I think like for like cleanup, like preparing and cleaning back up.
Right.
Like an hour. It's like 3 hours.
Yeah. So that leaves a lot of time.
And then it does.
Then you homeschool. So a lot of times people, you don't homeschool. They want to know like how.
Yeah.
Are you fitting that in too?
Yeah. But like in a lot of it too, like you just revolve your day around like in the kitchen.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm standing there over like cooking all day. There's like things, you know,
going on.
You like, do something, then you run outside to do something else, then you run back in to like stir
and your kids
something.
Do their school at the kitchen table, right?
Yeah.
Mostly. So it's kind of like, it's kind of all happening at once.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like it's 3 dedicated hours of like standing over the stove and nothing else is happening. And when that time I'm also doing laundry and, you know, other things are happening.
Okay. So, tips for first baby and labor. Best ways to prepare for newborn and postpartum period. I don't know if you've shared a whole lot about your birth story on your channel.
She didn't.
You had to share a whole lot, but like...
I shared a little bit on mine. Because I was with her for her whole labor and delivery and things went... Basically, she went from wanting, like, starting off her home birth and ending in the hospital with a C-section. So things definitely turned. Yeah, it wasn't right.
It wasn't
right. No, it was a great birth.
Yeah.
Everything turned out great at the end, but a lot of ups and downs.
I guess the thing is sometimes you can do everything right and still end up in a situation where there's emergencies and we're thankful for modern medicine.
Right. I do have a tip if that happens.
Okay,
I will say. Whenever you are in the process, go as far as you can so that you don't regret it later. Like, I don't have any doubt in my mind that I needed a C-section.
Yeah,
there's
no
part of me that's like, well, maybe if we wouldn't have done this or that or the other thing.
They did everything.
We did everything. And so I can walk away from that and not being like, I should have changed that.
Well, because
what if I would have tried
this? What
if I
would have
gone a little longer
right in the beginning? We wouldn't have known.
We wouldn't have known. I mean, yeah. And so I feel like even though, like, obviously now after it was so long and so just not good, it's the obvious answer is, like, would you go back and get a C-section right away?
For many women, hormonal imbalances can be a huge problem. And that's why I'm really happy to tell you about today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Now, Happy Mammoth is offering 15% off your order over at happymammoth.com with the code FARMHOUSE. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is a formula that has been shown to support healthy hormone balance. There are 12 natural ingredients that have been shown to work for women at different stages of their lives as they adapt to their body's unique needs. So it works to support hormonal balance, relieve symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, promotes healthy weight loss and curbs carb cravings, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas and hot flashes, and relieves mild mood swings and boosts energy. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle sells every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which basically means they'll help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that can happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com with the code farmhouse at checkout. That's happymammoth.com with the code farmhouse. Taking a quick break to tell you about an awesome podcast sponsor, Cozy Earth. I have been sleeping in my Cozy Earth bamboo pajamas every single night. I put them in the washer and dry them so that they're ready again because I cannot wait to go to bed in them. They are just so comfortable. Cozy Earth is offering Simple Farmhouse Life listeners 35% off your order with the code farmhouse. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Currently, I wake up 4 or 5 times every night to nurse the baby, and so it's important to me that I have a comfortable bed to get back into to fall asleep more quickly because my sleep can be so interrupted. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating and it has superior softness. All products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear and prioritize your self-care and sleep. You can head on over to CozyEarth.com and use the code farmhouse for an exclusive 35% off. Go get your mom the luxury she deserves at CozyEarth.com with the promo code farmhouse.
I don't think I would, because I think then I would be now here like
doubt, or
I could have had vaginal. I could have like, or I could have had a home birth and I didn't. And so I'm really glad we like, I can walk away being like, that was just one where we had to do it.
Yep. Glad that there's modern medicine.
Yeah.
Now, but you still went through a lot of natural labor, like a lot, as Laura also knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you prepare to cope with
we
that?
All three prepared the same way. 1, 2, 3.
Bradley method.
And Andrea was, you did great at it.
She got up to,
that's the move.
An eight centimeters for,
by not moving.
Yeah.
It's the move.
It's the move not to move.
It's the best.
Without, I mean, minimal pain. I would say for your first time, you did really, really well. And
I
not just
feel
getting,
the need to get
epidural. And not just getting to an 8 centimeter and then be like, all right, C-section, like being at an 8 centimeter for 24 hours is what happened to her. And so she was at very strong labor for a very long time. And you handled each contraction really well using the Bradley method. So that is absolutely,
it's the best.
Lisa and I can not preach the Bradley method.
Yeah,
enough.
I know.
It's the way to go.
Yep.
We've used it with all of our natural births.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
I won't even try for a water birth next time.
Yeah. And I would say each one, like, because I've gotten better at the Bradley method, each birth has gotten better because I've learned to relax even more. So look it up.
Any deeper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also some people get, you know, we're like, well, isn't that husband coach? And I thought you said that you don't really like your husband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is husband coach, but I just do
we do it differently. I mean, you had more, not really husband coach, but
you.
Me coached.
Yeah.
But
and
I
that
feel
was
like
really
in
helpful.
The beginning, my first couple, I needed you.
Mm-hmm.
Like my first Max and Will, I definitely wanted you there to like, kind of how you were like, wait, one's coming, help me, you know, like to relax.
Yes.
But then the last couple I was able to do very much on my own. And so
just using the principles of relaxing.
Yes.
Which sounds so easy
until you're in it. So like, it's something you have to practice too. That's another huge tip, is not to just think like, oh, it's, I'll figure it out when I'm in
labor. I'll just start relaxing.
Don't. You need to practice from like, I don't know, 20 weeks on-ish or whatever. Okay. I can't remember.
Every night before bed.
Yeah.
Okay, tips on how to keep up with the demands of the household/family during the third trimester of pregnancy. Laura, you're not quite there, but almost. You've been there 6 other times. You were just there
6 months
ago.
Personally, for me, that would be more like, how do you keep up with it in the first trimester?
Yes, because same.
I think we all agree, like, we have pretty smooth sailing pregnancies.
Yeah, if I had to say which one was harder to get stuff done, it would definitely be the first trimester. With the third.
Absolutely.
For me too.
Always. I don't have really too much complaints about the third.
But first trimester, I have very low like motivation, low energy, you know.
First trimester, I think it's just you
you do what you can.
Just the bare minimum.
The bare minimum. And you eat what you can. Like, all health goes out the window. I know it's, like, the time now you're, like, growing a baby and you want to, like, eat all these healthy foods.
But if you can't eat
and
anything.
And you can. And all if, you can if all you can eat is a Pop-Tart, you eat a Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
And if you, want juice every day, like, I don't know any other way to do it except
for But then after
just,
the first trimester, you know.
Yeah, then you can get back on board.
Sometimes you want to blame, like, pregnancy on, like, well, I'm craving this. Like, I feel like you only get that pass in the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just my personal belief.
Me too.
That's absolutely how it's been for me.
And sometimes first goes well into the second, depending on.
Yeah, sometimes, like, into, like, 16.
We're talking,
like, my
latest morning sickness.
Morning sickness, like, was, like, 16 weeks.
Yeah.
But.
Because sometimes that definitely goes into the second. But once the morning sickness is over, I'm back to feeling completely normal, just having a bump.
Yes.
Like nothing else.
And
really.
By the end, like, I'll be sore at the end of the day. Like, my body feels
it's
tired.
Sore.
But, like, I can still pretty much get the same amount of stuff done. It's just at the end of the day when I sit down, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
You can power through being sore.
I can, but yeah, like the morning sickness, the fatigue.
I just have
no motivation,
to
power through.
You don't want to do anything.
Yes.
Yeah, agree.
Yep.
So if you feel like that in the third, then probably the same that we feel in the first. Just
bare minimum.
Do what
it'll
you can.
Be over with soon.
Yeah, it'll be over with soon.
Yeah,
do what you can. And if you have to, like, buy convenience food and not cook, then go for it. That's what I say. Like, you know, just you have to get through it
just
the best
survive.
That you can. Yeah, survive.
Okay, ways you run your home, similar or different. Do you cook similarly or are you all more random and cleaning routines versus more scheduled? Okay.
I
so
think
like as
we
far as,
all cook pretty similar,
and
right?
As far as the schedules, I think I'm totally in the camp of, like, just clean when you see it. I don't really feel like it saves me any time by making some kind of arbitrary schedule.
Yeah.
Personally,
do you do a
that's
schedule?
Too much for me.
Because I, as a new mom with only one and two kids, I had a schedule.
Like laundry on Tuesday?
She did a cleaning day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like Mondays, I did all the bathrooms. Tuesday, didn't you do that?
I did it first. I had it on my refrigerator.
Yes.
I don't feel like it helped, but at the time, I think it was just wrapping my brain around, like, okay, I'm in charge of this house.
What I have to get
it
done.
It felt very, like, a big deal. Like, how am I going to do this? And then now, you know, 16 years later as a homemaker and homeowner, I'm just kind of like, you know, like, I keep it clean, but just as I go. It doesn't have to, I don't have to dust on Tuesday.
I didn't know if it was like, because of that, it didn't save me time, or if it's because now there's not really time to have a schedule. Like, all right, today's bath. It's just like, if I'm in the bathroom and I see, like, pee on the floor from the boys,
wipe
like,
really quick, throw
clean,
the laundry.
Done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just grab a towel and wipe it up and and when the laundry's full, I run it because I don't have, like, as much time to put into that and thought and so I don't know if it was that or if it really is just more efficient to, like, obviously you see something out and you put it away.
I don't know if either one's, you know, more, either way you're doing the job just when you get it done. So, like, do you have a cleaning day? Mm-mm. Okay, I didn't think
so. You just clean as you go.
I mean, your house is very
clean. If I notice the house being dirty, I do work through it room by room. Like, I like whenever I can get, like, one room done. And then that
when you're
like
deep cleaning, like going around the baseboard.
Just
or, like,
no,
clean.
Like just like when stuff, picking a lot up. Of stuff is out like that.
Okay.
I don't like that. And so I'll just be like, okay, the kitchen, like
so
all dishes are done.
Tidy.
Everything's done. Mm. And then like, I like when I can at least have one space that's like looking good.
Yes. I typically like the kitchen needs to be.
Yeah.
Like same. I'm okay if the kids' rooms are a little bit messed up.
Yeah.
But I need like my kitchen. And then if I'm feeling, you know, a little overstimulated, like the living room too, like the areas that I can see, you know,
needs to be perfect. That's how I feel too.
Yep. Also with like meal planning, I know you said as a new cook, you have to plan more.
I do. I have to plan more. One, because I'm not nearly as experienced. And so like,
you have to follow the recipe.
Follow it exactly. I get getting better at veering off, but like I definitely, if I saw like a head of cauliflower in my fridge, I wouldn't like know what to do with it.
Okay.
Type of deal. And we have to plan because we can't buy carrots, cauliflower, and celery all in the same week.
Some of it'll go bad.
Oh, right.
Because you only have two liters.
10 or
yeah.
9.
And so like we have to be really careful about what we lay out and like what we get. Cause like, if we get more than like one fruit, it goes bad.
Okay.
Like one bag of fruit.
Yeah, that's something I haven't thought about in like 15
nothing
years.
Nothing goes bad.
Yeah.
And I think another reason why we all cook very similar is because we all get our meat from our other sister that's not here.
Yeah.
And so we get all the different cuts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're going to the store and buying like 10 pounds of ground beef. We buy half of a steer at a time. And so you end up having the soup bones, you have the the roast, the steaks, the, you know, yeah, all the different all cuts. Stuff. And so you have to, and I don't think like everybody cooks with all the different types
more
of
you like come with a meal plan, go to the store, get the cuts of meat you need for the meal plan, as opposed to this is what I have.
Yeah.
How do I prepare?
Right.
This?
Like whenever we're starting to like run low in the freezer, you pull like, okay, I have a brisket, stew meat, and soup bones that have to be used up. And so you kind of cook off of what we have, and we always have all the similar types of cuts.
Yes. So we cook pretty similarly.
And definitely that's from our mom.
Like, yeah, 100%.
When we grew up, like my mom never bought meat from the grocery store ever.
No.
We've always gotten
from
meat
the fair, from dad's hunting.
It's always been in bulk.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I know they're going to ask. So NewHartfordFarmCo.com. That's our sister.
Yep. And she does ship.
She does ship. I get chicken from her too, like pretty regularly.
She has chicken, pork, and beef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess you tend to come up with like, I feel like Laura and I sometimes do more like
meat, vegetable.
You know, very basics. And you tend to come up with some more like
fun recipes.
Yes, funner.
I think
fun.
That's just because we're pickier.
Well,
maybe because you're cooking for a smaller crew.
Yeah.
So you can make your like
I would cook
fancy
differently if I was just cooking for me and Luke.
Yes, yeah. I do. Like on Saturday nights when we put the kids to bed and we do like an in-home date night, I don't make what I would make for the family.
You're making like garlic herb butter.
Yes.
Ribeye.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But whenever you're cooking for a bigger family, it's so easy just to throw like, you know, do
a whole chicken.
Stew or a whole chicken or like a big thing of roast with potatoes and carrots.
Yeah. So that's just because of where you are, like your stage of life. So.
Okay. Because I've been thinking same because we're just like extremely big. But I mean, we're not though.
You're
not
really
picky.
Not. It's just if you have the choice, you know. If I
like,
have
I would
the
rather eat all the stuff
choice
that you're making. I just if I had to make, because you guys make so many pizzas and fun pizzas, I would have to make like 10 pizzas.
Yeah, you're right.
To feed my family.
Lauren's family also eats more than mine. I have the bigger family, but Lara's family eats way more. I'm like,
I
you have
some
to make 10 pizzas. Finish four. My kids
I have
just
some
don't
boys
eat that
that
much.
Like have.
It's funny.
It's like a running.
It's
joke
a joke
in
our family. They're like, oh, the Ashers are coming. If the Ashers are coming,
yeah, we have to throw
it's like
more.
Like how many
throw more
make
meat
if they're coming versus if like.
Yeah. My mom on Sundays will text and see who's coming, and if there's certain members of my family come to, I'll put out 2 extra pounds.
That's so funny.
Oh man. Okay, we probably only can take like 2 more because Laura and I have to get our kids from somewhere.
Yeah, we have more kids.
Do you compare yourself to the successes of each other? How do you not feel intimidated by the successes of siblings and feel inspired rather than pressure to live up to them? I don't really feel like...
Yeah, I definitely I don't. I feel
like
feel lazy around you. I don't know how you do all that. I'm not planning on doing any of that.
Except you totally do. But
Not here,
I got you on a... Now you're podcasting whether you want to or not.
I'm like, I'll step back. I don't care.
I think Ashley would say the same. I don't think any of us compare.
No, I think we all just kind of have our own things going on, you know? Like we all have,
even though we're doing similar things, it's still different, and I'm not
I find it more
and
encouraging.
It's
very
we've
fun.
All come in at different stages, and so I know not to compare myself to you because you've been doing it longer, and then same with you, like I've been doing it longer than you, and Ashley has a business in a completely different
way.
And so
I also, it's just so fun. Like
to run ideas off each other.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were able to be like, okay, what do you think about this picture for this? And you know, what do you think about this name or whatever, or this idea? And it's if you guys, you know, if you weren't doing that, we wouldn't be able to run all those ideas. And it's just fun.
Maybe that's something to do with mom and dad too. Mom and dad never, ever act like they compare us. They just get really excited for all of us.
That's true.
And I wonder if maybe that the people that would ask that question have maybe used parents.
Like maybe they
that there's like a golden child or something like
that. Oh yeah.
Okay.
No,
which like that's very far from our brains.
No.
Yeah. Nope. That's true. Okay, let's see here. How do you stay cheerful and not overwhelmed in your home? So like there's a couple in that kind of go along with that, like being overwhelmed, there being a lot going on, because you mentioned, you know, there's a lot to do in your home. How do you keep that fun as opposed to overwhelming by all of that? Mm-hmm. Are there times when it does?
I think it's just perspective and like, you know, in each situation, like, all right, this can be really stressful or it doesn't, you can make it.
Do you ever
be.
Feel overwhelmed, Laura? I don't feel like you do.
No, I feel overwhelmed, but a lot of times I'll like step back like this doesn't matter. It's yeah, fine.
Like, if we, like literally, I'll get this cleaned up tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Those kind of things. Yeah. Like all of a sudden you look around like, oh my gosh, my house. Or like just recently when we got back from vacation, we just got back from Colorado and we got home at 1 a.m. and all of our suitcases, you know, we had like wet snow gear in the suitcases. And I had a lot of catching up to do from missing a whole week of being gone like, with like YouTube videos and business stuff. Yes. Yeah. And then also like there were some of my kids didn't go and say to my husband, I couldn't wait for them to wake up to see them. And I was like, oh, and like,
you
want to
sleep in.
And I want to like all these things. And I'm like, but it actually doesn't matter. And like
in like 3 days, it's all going to be normal again.
Yeah. And it, yeah. And it's only been what is like 2 days? Has it been two or three days? Did we get home Monday night late? So Tuesday, went, so this is day three.
Yeah.
And yeah, it feels like I've already been home for
that's
like
been a long
3 weeks.
Ago.
I'm totally caught up. The snow stuff is clean and put away.
Yeah.
The suitcases are returned to the people we borrowed them from. Like,
okay. I think you have perspective. Andrea, how does that not happen to you?
I feel like I get overwhelmed just as much as, well, maybe not just as much as anyone else, but like. I feel like sometimes you do. I do also think the way you think about it makes a big difference. It was very overwhelming at first, like, because I was not used to getting interrupted. And now you do get interrupted with a kid. Like, you know, they just need a nurse or do something.
Yes.
And I feel like, it did take a little bit of me being like, being a mom is the number one job.
Mm-hmm.
And so just, like, the time that I get to do the other stuff is, like, great. That's great. Mm-hmm.
That's where, a really
rather
good
than,
way to look at
like,
it.
Being a mom is this annoying side thing and I have to do this. You know what I mean? Like kind of shifting to where like, no, this is the most important thing.
Right.
And there's enough time in your day to care for those basic things.
Like definitely.
If you have your priorities
definitely.
In line and you're not trying to add on. Yeah. I think that helps.
And it just takes a while when you're not used to getting interrupted.
Yes.
Because I was not used to like, you know, of course I didn't have any kids. I didn't get interrupted ever. Like,
and it's worth noting, though, that you still find things worth doing. I get asked that a lot, too. Like, well, you know, how do you do this when you get interrupted? I'm like, I still just do it. Like, it just means it's going to take longer. Like, it's still worth doing. Like, it's still worth you. You're all excited right now learning to sew.
Yeah, so what's I'm doing.
It's still, like, you're getting
worth
interrupted.
Making the bread or cooking.
What else are you
going to
do?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, with, you know, with, like, if you're a new mom with one kid, kind of like, they sleep a lot.
That's true. Babies do. That's the magical thing.
What else? And when you're home all day, I always say this too, like, you know, whenever you spend all your time at home, this is all that we do.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot more time.
Yeah. If you're trying
to like run, you know, like if you have a job outside of the home and you're spending like hours and commuting and like, I don't know, like this, our home and our families is what we do.
Yeah. And so if you're at a different starting point, which sometimes, you know, you're asking that question from a different starting point that maybe, you know, in what your situation, it is really overwhelming, you know? So, but from what you're doing, you've have it set up to where it's kind of a gentle schedule. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't take on as much. Like you're saying, like just some stuff, just like,
you
get in your head that it really matters and then it doesn't.
Okay. So lately you've added YouTube. How is that affected it, or are you any more overwhelmed, or is it more just like a nice creative outlet for you?
I feel like I was getting bored, so it's honestly like a really creative outlet. But then there's also like there is the pressure of like getting home from Colorado and being like, I gotta do something this week.
Yeah,
like something
that
that's like
before.
Yeah, like I mean, I can't just record me doing nothing. Like I kind of have to do something,
like a project,
like
or
paint a cabinet,
like paint a cabinet. And so I'm like, okay, well that is like a thing that I wouldn't have done before. But
well, as long as you two can just keep it where like if something goes off the rails, it's not like the end of the world if you don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely have to find myself with YouTube. Like I definitely will like be like, this room needs to be clean. I'm like, no, it doesn't. There's other things. Like it's not that big of a deal. Like things like that for sure.
Yep. Okay. Well, we got a lot more questions and we could sit here, but we can't.
Yeah.
So we could, but we can't.
We gotta be on the road in 2 minutes.
Yes.
We have to leave at 8.
No later.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Simple Farmhouse Life podcast. Again, if you aren't already following Laura at Our Oily House, check her out. She shares homemaking. She has a large family as well. And then Andrea over at Our Sweet Sunny Days. You're gonna love her home. You're gonna love her food. So go on and check that out as well. All right, thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next episode.